So imagine you're with a bunch of slaves fleeing Egypt. The Egyptian army is chasing you and gaining ground. Then, all of a sudden, you hit the Red Sea. No way to cross. No path to escape. Now what? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. That's precisely the situation that a million plus Israelites found themselves in when, by God's power, they were set free from centuries of slavery only for Pharaoh to change his mind. Now, they're between a rock and a hard place, or literally between the greatest military force in the known world and an impassable sea. Blimey, God, what were you thinking? You can read about it all in Exodus chapter 14. It turns out that God had deliberately hardened Pharaoh's heart. God had deliberately put his people in danger. Send, bloom, and sensational. Haven't you found yourself in that place too? God, what were you thinking? Why is this obstacle in my path? How can this even be happening when you opened the way for me to be here in the first place? And then finally, the piece de resistance. God, take this obstacle away so I can get through. How often have you and I prayed that little number? But God didn't take away the Red Sea. He did something entirely different, totally unexpected. Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 and 22. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. It turned out that God never planned on taking away the Red Sea. He planned on making a way through. Listen to me. God will always make a way through. That's his word, fresh for you today. May God speak his power and his encouragement deep into your heart today, because his word is alive and active, and that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.